You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
In the past, we have talked a little bit about vet bills for your pets, primarily for dogs. And now it's hitting home with a member of our show, and that would be Jeremy freaking Padgett.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. It's a question that we all ask.
T-A-I-L?
It's like a dog. How much money should you spend on a dog that's getting up in age, you know, when there's issues? Because my parents have a little pug, a little Bailey. She's got some cysts on her.
Is this why you have the pugs, not drugs shirt?
Part of it.
Yeah, they're a
second part is it's just one of the most awesome shirts ever made.
They're pug people.
We are. We've had like 3-4 pugs and the little Bailey.
What is it about that dog?
I don't know.
They snore.
They snore and they shed. Personally, not a fan.
They drool. Their eyes go in different directions.
So does your girlfriend. Oh. We're not saying anything about her. Moving on.
Anyway. So little Bailey's got some cysts on her.
So does your girlfriend.
Zing.
Okay, sorry.
And so they need to be removed, I think. They're starting to get bigger and bleed, and they're kind of gnarly looking. They're just hanging off her legs and stuff. So
is she in pain?
I guess.
Hang off her legs?
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, these aren't like cute little cysts that you get like, you know, from
you can't
like,
pop it.
Drinking too much milk. Right, these are like low hangers.
Yeah, they are. She looks like she's a boy. And so they took her in, and my mom wants to get them sliced and diced off. They need surgery, and it's going to be like $1,500 and blah,
what?
Blah, blah. And then there's testing and blood samples.
How old is this dog?
13.
So, all right, so the question is, do you spend $1,500 on a 13-year-old dog?
Right, and I mean, they're doing cancer tests on her, and it's like, well, what if that comes back? Yes, she does. Then do you spend more money to do more mitigation?
I'm going to guess that your mother is going to spend whatever.
I think they might. And I don't know if I'm on board with that. It's like she's 13.
Not your dog, not your money. Why do you need to be on board?
Well, they just had another pug that passed, and he was 15. So it's like you might get 2 more years out of her. I don't know.
Pugs can last a lot longer than that. That's the beauty of small dogs.
I don't know. I've had friends with pugs, and none of them lasted 15
years. Yeah, I think 15 for a pug is about maxing out. So it's like... do you spend the $1,500?
Here's the way that I look at this, and this troubles me. It's not that I don't have a heart when it comes to pets. I think one of the reasons I've never petted up again, re-petted, is because it was so painful the last time I lost one. And
sucks,
I just don't want to. I think subconsciously, I don't consciously think that. I think subconsciously, I have avoided getting another pet. First of all, I like the freedom of going anywhere I want, whenever I want.
That's huge.
Without being tied down by a pet. Reason number one. Reason number two is probably because it's too painful when they go. They are members of the family. I don't care what anybody says. They are.
Oh, yeah.
And you grow to love them, and it's too painful. So do you feel like a major jerk if you have to make that decision because it's so much money?
Can you just make her comfortable?
And for the people who say, oh, you know, there's no amount of money, you know, I would definitely spend it. I would take care of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what if they told you it was $100,000?
Right. Where do you draw the line?
I mean, and then you say, well, don't be stupid. I'm like, well, I'm not being stupid. It's just, I'm just showing that there is obviously a cutoff point.
Like $2,000 is a good chunk of money.
I want to know what that number is. And maybe that's what we ask our listeners is we say, think of the pet that you love the most. And then come up legitimately with a number. Because you couldn't say, no, I'd spend $1,000,000. No, you wouldn't spend $1,000,000. So what is the number that makes it okay in your mind to finally let them go?
Yeah. Am I
ever going to be able to say something about this, the dog lover on the show? Come on, you guys, really?
What?
When you get a pet, you bring it into your life and you accept it and you say, I'm going to take care of you. And it's like a commitment. You know, you can't just cut it off because it's a certain age or it's a certain dollar amount. You've made a contract with this little spirit that
you will
take care of it. What, I don't know. Like, whatever.
I need a dollar amount.
So my mom have a dollar amount.
You've got a dog. They told you it was going to cost you $200,000 to save the dog, what would you do?
I would say, do you have a payment plan? Yes.
What would cost that
much?
Maybe like $10,000.
I spent $1,500 on the 16-year-old dog a few months back without even blinking. Because it's about, you know, like, and I know I can't.
My mom's justifying it by saying, you know what? She's gone 13 years. She's never given us any issues but normal shots and food.
So she banked up all of her health care costs?
She's kind of like, you know, this $1,500, it's kind of like having a car. This car's never given me trouble.
All right, well, if
$200,000
is ridiculous, what about 10? What about 8,000? I mean, do you spend $8,000?
Not a chance in hell I would ever do that.
You wouldn't?
Ever. Ever, 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 ever. No.
Well, Emily would spend $2,000 on a vacuum cleaner, so I know she would spend $2,000 on a pet.
I love that vacuum cleaner, you guys.
So I know that.
$8,000.
Let's go to the phones. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The problem with this is that if you vote that, no, I can't spend that kind of money because you're just being fiscally responsible, then you're labeled as some sort of hater or you don't like animals. I get charged all the time that you hate dogs. I'm like, I don't hate dogs. I just don't want a dog.
Right. You like
I don't
your
want them
freedom.
To die.
You like your freedom, yes.
Yeah, but just because I don't want to, you know, burden myself with one doesn't mean I hate them. I just have chosen a different lifestyle. It's like people who choose to not have children. Mm-hmm. You can't badmouth them. That's a choice that they make.
That's right, yeah.
So I've chosen to not
like
have...
if it was $8,000, like, and they were 2 years old, would you do it, or... Definitely not if they're 13.
You know, there's a ratio there probably, right?
Right, that number starts dropping. How,
it's like one of those graphs, like the XY graph thing.
Sure.
Age
is.
Of the pet, dollar amount.
Right, and it drops. As you get older, that number's dropping.
Here's Ellie on the phone. Good morning, Ellie.
Hi.
So this is a tough decision, isn't it?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, that's your dog. I mean, it's part of the family. So
right.
I'd have to say, I mean, like for my dog, she's 5 and I've probably spent probably close to $10,000 on her.
What is that? What's wrong with that dog?
Well, like she's a German Shepherd and she's had, I mean, all sorts of things like stomach problems. She had like hernias in her ears and
oh
now she's
God.
Got cataracts
that happen?
In her eyes.
Oh my God. How old are you?
It's a pet store dog.
I'm 23.
Don't take this wrong, and I'm not trying to offend you or anything like that. Did you spend $10,000 or did somebody else spend $10,000?
No, like me and my fiance did.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. All right.
Imagine if you had invested that money.
Is your fiance completely on board, or is your fiance just saying that because your fiance does not want to piss you off?
Oh, no. Like, this dog is his baby.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, like, what point do you get to? Like, this dog has had so many things go wrong with it that you just have to stop. Like, I can't keep doing this.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a lot of stuff.
Wait, like, where's the finish line, like, Ellie?
You got a lemon?
Never?
No, there would be a limit. I would think if she was, like, older...
Yeah.
You know, and it was something that's not fixable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had like cancer or something, and they did chemo for dogs, and like that's probably where I would stop. Yeah.
I'm glad you called, and I hope your dog stays healthy, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Ellie. We appreciate you listening.
That would be one hell of a trip for $10,000.
Ten.
Go on vacation.
Go to Hawaii first class.
A couple times, yeah.
Here's Jason. Hello, Jason.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I own an animal practice here in town. And this kind of
so you're all for people spending $8,000 to $10,000, yeah. Right?
You're rubbing your hands together.
Well, you really would think so, but actually not, because it comes down to a question of quantity versus quality.
Yeah.
You know, we've got technology to make animals live long past, quote, their expiration date. You know, I've got some patients that it's hard for some families to let go, and we're keeping these animals living, but really that's all we're doing. Just keeping them living.
Right, and it's not a good quality of life.
Right. See, I don't
little
don't
bionic legs.
I wouldn't
exactly.
do that.
They're not really pets anymore. They're just living organisms.
Right. Well, let me stop you. If you don't mind, let me stop you. I'm going to ask you a question because we've got to take a bunch of calls here. Let me ask you this. What's the most, please tell me this. What's the most you have ever had somebody spend in prolonging a dog's life?
In one set of bills, I had a client spend about $8,000 in one go.
That's just one time.
In one go, yeah. And I have others that are upwards of $15,000 to maintain their animal's health and life.
$15,000, man.
But you know, when you consider that some of these people take this quite seriously, as though they are in fact. Their children.
Right.
That's all they have, some people, sure.
That's why this is so difficult for us. Listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate your feedback.
That's a car.
Companionship is priceless.
I know I'll get the emails. Dom, you're heartless. Oh, well, I'm not.
Get a pen pal.
Trying to be slightly practical here.
I think that we're not talking about practical, logical people here. We're talking about heart-driven, you know.
I know.
We know. Like, these are my people.
Listen, when Sydney went.
Your cat.
Sydney was the cat. When Sid the cat, Monkey Butt, as she was known to listeners on this show, that was 12 years ago that I lost Sid. And before that, I will admit that I spent a pretty good sum of money, but it wasn't $8,000. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's because you love these little furballs.
Sure, you got to give them a little bit of a chance.
You gotta give them $40 worth of a chance.
You gotta sit them down and you gotta look them in those beautiful brown eyes and say, look.
You're not getting any younger.
Right.
You're too.
You know, you don't even help out around the house,
you're
really.
You're too. And as a cat.
You're just a mess, you know. And I'm not gonna forget that time you chewed up the slippers. Mm-hmm. So here's Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. What do you want to add to this?
Well, I spent $5,000 on my 10-year-old lab chow mix dog, and he had cancer. And the vet had given me some words of hope. So I worked overtime to pay on weekends for this dog to have chemo, and he still died. And it ripped my heart out. And I tell you what, if I knew then what I know now, I would not have spent all that money. I would have just given him the oral medication to keep him comfortable.
Yeah, what if the dog had survived? We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, the vet, you know, after I spent all that money, he's like, well, it might give him another 6 months to a year and a half. The key word was might.
You're taking a chance.
The doggy still passed. It ripped my heart out because he was my kids after the kids left.
So this was a lose-lose. You lost the dog and you lost $10,000.
Yes.
My goodness. Yes. We got to run. Listen, I feel for you. I'm very sorry. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Time for one more. Here's Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
So what can you add to this conversation?
My sister's dog got cancer when she was 14, which was very old for a big dog. And she spent about $5,000 on chemo. And I've had this conversation that I would spend at least $20,000 on my dog. I don't have kids, so that kind of makes a difference. But I cry thinking about this. Like, I'm tearing up thinking about losing my dog
I know.
How old is your dog right now?
My dog is 8. And she's a big dog, too, so not too much longer.
I don't want you to tear up. I want you to think of all the joyful times you're going to have this weekend with your dog. All right.
My fiance has made me cry. They keep telling me our next dog's going to be this dog. And
You know what you need to do, Taylor, is you need to do what I did, and you need to make a deal with the devil so that your dogs last as long as you do.
I would do it.
Or you know what you should do, and I've talked about this at happy hour with people before, is my plan is that what you should do is you should stagger your dogs. So if you're going to do this, have a dog, and then when they turn 7, get another one.
Right.
So that when the first one goes, you've got another one that's about 6 or 7.
Right.
Then you get another one. So you always have reloading. So, Taylor?
That's a good idea.
I'm always thinking. Listen, you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry we couldn't get to all the calls. We just ran out of time. But
Jeremy, it's a sensitive
subject.
Yeah. What?
You tell your mama to give Bailey a pussy little cyst hug from me.
Don't squeeze her too tight. She'll start squirting everywhere. Get on your shirt. Gross.
Oh, my goodness.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.